With us today on the long line is John Feasom with Westbred, division of Monsanto. And John, talk to me a little bit about this wheat insight system that's just been unveiled by Westbred.
Yeah, Ron. So starting actually here about 3 weeks ago at the Commodity Classic down in New Orleans, Westbred Wheat officially introduced the Wheat Insight system. And really the system is geared towards helping growers improve production and profit potential. It actually will be available to our seed suppliers this year and enables that supplier to provide growers with more information about the seed they've purchased, including an optimal seeding rate recommendation that can help improve their ability to get the most out of their land, their seed, and their other production inputs. And we're working closely with those seed suppliers to make sure the system is available to support their growers here beginning with winter wheat planting in 2016.
John, let's talk a little bit about how a wheat producer can best utilize this Wheat Insight system that Westbred is offering.
Yeah, so the system, again, enables that optimal seeding rate recommendation, which, you know, when you think about the way wheat is planted across much of the country today, it's very often planted on a pounds per acre basis. And depending on where you're at in the country, that farmer may be getting a seed count associated with the seed he purchased, he may not. What the Wheat Insight system enables, again, among other important varietal information that's communicated to that grower, is an actual seed count as that customer is making his purchase and hauling that seed across the scale. And so he's getting a seed count based off of that specific load, and we're converting that into an optimal seeding rate recommendation for him that takes into account things like his geography, his intended planting date, his production practices, as well as that seed size and density, which, you know, we hope really enables him to think differently about the way he plants wheat. You know, and really to put it in perspective, we can have 8,000 seeds per pound or upwards of 16,000 seeds per pound out in the countryside. If the farmer's planting on a flat 100 pound per acre basis, he could have anywhere from 800,000 seeds per pound to 1.6 million, depending on which seed size you're talking about, and that's an effective doubling, potentially, of that seeding rate. So we really want to help farmers understand what makes up that pound and then how we can further optimize the way they plant that wheat to help them make more out of their Westbred variety and all of their other associated inputs.
So literally, the recommendation will be taking into account what some of the goals that perhaps the farmer himself has actually set for that particular field?
Yeah, so again, we'll be taking into account some specific variability by geography, intended seeding dates, and some information that he's provided around his production practices, things like available water from either rainfall or irrigation that he anticipates, things of that nature.
The concept of this particular system, where you want to take this eventually? In other words, this is obviously, I would think, be a starting point as far as that type of information. What are you hoping for producers to be able to get out of this over the next, say, several growing seasons?
Yeah, really this is step one. The system in and of itself really enables our seed suppliers to do business with their customers differently. For them, it enables a simpler approach to how they sell wheat seed. And obviously, with the optimal seeding rate recommendation as a starting point, it provides them with a way to differentiate their offering to their farmer by providing that value-added opportunity. As we continue to build this out, you know, we're working on actual data generation to help support more refined by variety, by environment, seeding rate recommendations that would be very much locally data-driven in the future. And so we'll continue to build out more robust data sets that will help get even more precise for that farmer in terms of that optimal seeding rate recommendation over time.
You're obviously a pretty competitive environment that we find ourselves in the wheat seed business these days. How do you see Westbred fitting in to the the overall winter wheat industry?
With Westbred wheat, we're very much focused on delivering best in class seeds, solutions for our seed suppliers and their customers, and ultimately driving mutual success. And So for us, we're constantly looking to drive innovation, help improve performance and profitability. And so that's really our focus for the farmer, is helping to provide them with the key characteristics, including yield and quality, that they need from the wheat varieties they purchase, helping to improve the knowledge transfer around our products and positioning, helping to strengthen our seed supplier network so that that farmer has the best resources available to him around our products. And at the end of the day, we want to really drive innovation in the winter wheat market across the country.